As a backlash against increasing wealth and rampant consumerism, people in China are turning to religion. There are an estimated 100 million Christians, but the biggest growing faith is Taoism. China's government supports the revival as long as it remains in control. China correspondent Matthew Carney reports.
A spiritual revival in the streets of Beijing. A parade of Chinese martial artists, bands of cymbal players and drummers celebrate the restoration of a key Taoist temple, the Central Peak. The 2,000-year-old Chinese faith of Taoism is a force once more. It's a celebration of harmony, a blending of opposites. The Communist Party tried to crush Taoism, but now it's encouraged by the government. Zhou Boqi is a Taoist elder.
In civil society, traditional Chinese culture is Taoism. The people are now back to Taoist culture. We have restored it.
Ian Johnson, author and journalist, has been investigating the revival of Chinese folk religions like Taoism for the last two decades.
In a way, it's like the DNA of Chinese culture. It includes ideas like calligraphy, Chinese medicine, things like feng shui or geomancy. All these things come out of Taoist ideas. So it's a very important religion, even if you don't believe it, just for understanding Chinese culture.
Central Peak Temple is the home of the fertility goddess Guan Yin, and hundreds of people like Wen Chun have come to pray and make offerings.
When I was pregnant, I came to pray for a healthy baby. So now it's open, I've come to offer my gratitude.
The younger generation are rediscovering the faith. Lei Peng, a bus driver, has found no comfort in China's new wealth and rampant consumerism, but a deeper meaning in Taoism.
People are lacking in faith. They've lost their cultural base, lost it all. Taoism gives it back. We are reconnecting to our cultural inheritance.
For the moment, the government is supporting the rise of Taoism. They see it as a part of Chinese culture and a much better alternative than the foreign religion of Christianity, which is also growing rapidly. Ian Johnson again.
Religions can grow as long as they are walking in lockstep with the government. So you can provide values, you can provide an escape for people who maybe want to turn inward for piety, but you cannot challenge the government. You cannot be an alternative source of values to the government, or else the government will turn against you.
The government is watching the growth of Taoism carefully. They want to ensure it doesn't turn into another Falun Gong-type movement that could threaten the government and lead to another brutal crackdown. This is Matthew Carney in Beijing for AM.